down, Niku. What?
Mashkin is
tummy. What's the difference? And the water that became tummy. On nays touched mashkin. The water's tummy. Something difference. Now, Nikurim Nikurim Bisa. We found in the dough like a peck digging into the dough. In other words, we know the Tarnagol now stuck his nose into the dough. Now, we have a suffix to say that maybe the Tarnagol first took a sip of the water, and then when the water was in his mouth, he put his mouth into the dough. That could be that the Tarnagol took the Mayim Tumeim and put it into the dough. So we have a suffix if this dough is tummy or not. So, Lachar is Toilin, that we say this dough now is a suffix whether it's Torah or tummy. Therefore, Lo Yachlim Lo Surfin, he can't eat it, he can't burn it. There's also only a suffix here. No, I'm really sure that Levi, like Shana, when do we say it's only a, when do we say it's a suffix? Ela b'mashkim levonim. If the water is white, when there's a clear water, so then we can't tell if it's in the dough or not. Ela b'mashkim adumim, but let's say it was red of water there, then we say it's tor. Because the misa denokid, because if it happened that the Tarnagol took some of that red juice and put it into the dough, made the idea, we should for sure see the red juice in the dough. If we don't see anything red there, that's the proof he didn't put the juice into the dough. Verse says no. The duma maybe the lasinu isa. Still we have a doubt. Maybe he put the red water into the dough. Just it seeped in and went into the dough, and now we can't tell. So still it'll be a suffix. Reb Yechon said, "Dova zeh this thing shama b'ribi. I heard over from a great person, a godel hador. Opir shulo shama. But Rashi says I didn't hear him explain this." That there should be a difference between red or not red. Rashi says the badumim nami hoyle lefarish lechalek. There's like this that loishanu ela b'mashkim slulim. Even if it's red, it depends only if it's slulim means clear water. Shebabua shotinik that you can see your shadow in the water. Nikabo then you have a suffix. Avo mashkin akurim loy. But if it's a dirty water that you can't see a shadow in it, then no, and also it wouldn't become tummy. All right, we'll stop here. But he should have made a difference, even though it's red water. But if the water is subtle, clear, you're holding daf peyam a base. The Mishnah says, "Lo yisyached odom im shtei noshim." One man cannot have yichud with two men. There's an iser yichud, and we're afraid that maybe Rashi says that ladies are dait and kalin. Therefore, afraid that maybe the one man will talk both ladies into living with him, and they'll both agree. Therefore, there's nich issa yichud, the man cannot be alone with two ladies. Avali sha'achas, but one lady, misyachedis im shtei anoshim. One lady is allowed to be alone with two men. Because by men we say they're embarrassed one from the other. So therefore, since there are two men there, they will not like live with her. So that's the difference between two men and two ladies. Rabbi Shimon says, "Af ish echod misyached im shtei noshim." So really, it's a shaila how to be gerus here. One way is like you stop right here. That Rabbi Shimon argues, and Rabbi Shimon says no. Says one man is allowed to be miyached with two ladies also. Since there are two ladies there, there's no issur yichud. That's one way to be gerus. Other farshim are gerus. It goes together. That even Rabbi Shimon says this is only mutter. Bizman she'ishto imoy, only when the man has his wife with him. And then if a man has his wife with him, then v'yoshen imon b'pundaki. You're allowed to even like sleep in an inn with the other two ladies, as long as your wife is with you. Mifnei she'ishto misham rosoi, because your wife watches you. Like in your house, you're allowed to have guests over your house, you're allowed to have two other ladies sleeping over your house, as long as your wife is home. Because we say your wife watches you, so then there's no issur yichud. Now, misyached odom im imoy, a son is allowed to have yichud with his mother. There's no issur yichud of mother to a son, v'yim bitoy, or else a father to his daughter. There's no issur yichud. A father is allowed to be alone with his daughter. V'yoshin imohem bekiruv vosa. They're even allowed to sleep close together. When the kids are young, the mother can sleep with a young son, and the father can sleep with his young daughter next to one another. But v'yim higdilu, once the kids grew up, then zu yishona v'ksusam, v'zeh yoshem v'ksusay. Then still they're allowed to sleep together, but then they're supposed to be wearing clothing. It shouldn't be like just next to one another. Then they should be wearing clothing. So we'll see in the Gemara what they share, how old they have to be. But I call upon as far as the yichud goes, There's no Issa Yichud, a mother with a son, or a father with his daughter. There's no Issa Yichud. They're allowed to sleep together in the same room. Now the Gemara says, my time, what's the reason? What's the reason that the Mishnah starts off and says that lo yisyachedim shtei noshim, that one man cannot be together with two ladies? There's an Issa Yichud, one man with two ladies. So the Gemara says, my time, torn in Devei Elio. Since ladies are easy headed, in other words, they're given easy, so kalis aleihem, they're easy headed. So therefore, we're afraid that this one man will talk into both of them to let them live with him, and maybe he'll live with both ladies. Therefore, one man is not allowed to have yichud with two ladies. Gemara says, "Now minoha nimili." How do we know this? You saw it. Minoha nimili. So Gemara says, "Mas minoha nimili really." We'll soon see what goes on. You know, in Emilia, Amr Rav Yechonah, Mishum Rav Yishmoel, that remez liyichud menatar minayin. Where is there remez that there should be an issa yichud midiraisa, that a man is not allowed to be alone with a lady in the same room? Shenamar Apostolic says, ki yisischa chicha beni mecha, that we have to be afraid that the brother of deni mecha, of the same mother, will talk you into like doing avodah zara. The question is, v'chi ben ein mesis, only your brother from the same mother will talk it into you, but ben av ein mesis, but if the brother from the same father, then he won't talk it into you, you don't have to be afraid of him. So what's the difference? Of course you have to be afraid of him. If he's going to tell you to do averus, you have to stay away from him. Elo, the pasuk means like this, Elo Leimlo comes to teach us that the ben misyachet in imoy, that a son is allowed to be alone with his mother. There's no issa yichud, but the osalis yachedim kol aroy shabatera. But with anybody else, the son is not allowed to have yichud with. That's why it says ki yisischa chicha beni mecha, as if to say that the son is always with his mother. That a son is allowed to be with his mother. There's no issa yichud a son to his mother, but with everybody else there is an issa yichud that a son should not be with another lady. That's osa to him. Rashi says, "Lohochi." Rashi says, "Lohochi." Nokat krua beni mecholayma shehaben motzo etzalem. To teach us that a son is always near his mother, that a son is allowed to be yichud, to be alone with his mother. So that's the pasuk teaching us. But now the Gemara says, "Avrakopon and pashted the krua b'maiksev poshted in the pshat the pasuk." What does the pasuk mean? Like poshted, that's not what it means. Beni mechol. Like, so what's the poshted pshat in the pasuk? Rabbi says, what the pasuk means is loymi boy kama. Not only the son of the mother, but even the son of the father. What does that mean? Loy mi boy, not only you shouldn't listen to Ben Av, to your brother, from the same father, to Sonilei, because then your brother hates you like. Because then it's a question of Yerusha, that since you're both the son of the same father, it's a question, you're both Yash and the father. So then your son doesn't like you, your brother doesn't like you, because he doesn't want you to take away the Yerusha. So therefore, then we have to be afraid, v'yayitz lei eitzas rois, that maybe he'll give you bad advice to make you do avodah zarah, make you do averus. Therefore, the pasuk says, stay away from him. So not only if it's this brother from your same father, elo afilu ben aim, even if it's only your brother from the same mother, not from the same father, the lei sanilei doesn't hate you that much. Because since you're not a brother from the same father, you don't have the same Yerusha anyway. You don't, you're Yash and two different fathers anyway. So maybe then, whatever your brother tells you, you should listen to him. Because since he doesn't like you, he's only telling you something good. Maybe you should listen to him. Kamash Mlon. That's what the Apostle says, ki yisischa achicha beni mecha, that if your brother, only from the same mother, starts to talk to you, to tell you, do bad things, stay away from him, do not listen to him. That's the Poshup Shah in the Apostle. But I call upon him, there's a remnant here, that a son is allowed to be biyichud, to be alone with his mother, but he's not allowed to be alone with anybody else. Now the Gemara says, "Name, let's say, masnisent like Abishoyel." Let's say, l'chur, our Mishnah goes not like Abishoyel. That what that our Mishnah says, one man cannot be miyachid with two ladies. Abishoyel says, yes, he's allowed to. The Tanya will learn. Kol shloishim yoyim. All 30 days, if a kid dies before he's 30 days old, so l'chur is yaitza b'chek. When you go to bury him, you don't have to put him into a coffin. You just almost carry him out in your lap. the kid is less than lived less than 30 days, so by the kfur you don't have to put him in a coffin at all. Yaitse b'cheik. The nikfa, when they go to bury him, you should do it privately. The ishachas, one lady, the mother, Mustamo, ushnei anoshim, and two men should be there. But so it comes out that we allow them to go to the Beis HaKvaris, one lady and two men, and there's no issa yichud. So you see, Abba Shul holds that a lady, we'll soon see. So the Zohar says, v'ishachas ushnei anoshim, this even Amishta says is good. That one lady could be with two men, that's alright. Avoloi, v'ish echod ushnei anoshim. But we're not allowed to send out to the Beis HaKvaris one man with two ladies. That's like our Mishnah. Because there's an issa yichud. Like the Beis HaKvaris used to be outside the city. So to let them go there alone, it's a shayla of yichud. So you're not allowed to let one man go with two ladies. But Abba Shol says no. Af the yishech or the shtei noshim. We're allowed to let one man go and two ladies. So here you see Abba Shol holds there's no issa yichud. One man with two ladies. So here, that's not like our Mishnah. Tamar says no. Afilu taima b'shol, even if you want to say Amishnah goes like Abishol, I'll tell you, b'shas taninus tova yitzrei. Abishol only said it, b'shashi burying somebody. So if shat is aninus, you feel bad, there's a mesia, so then you don't have the yetzahara. Then like you mezgabra over yetzahara, here we're not afraid to let one man go with two ladies. Only here is Abishol mekel. But maybe not by a kfura, then Abishol would also agree to our Mishnah that one man cannot be miyach with two ladies. And the Mor says, for Rabbanan, if so, what's the Rabbanan svar? Why do they hold even Mishas Kfura, one man should not be with two ladies? Because Rabbanan Savor like Reb Yitzchok, like Reb Yitzchok. The Yom Reb Yitzchok, the Potter says, Ma Yisoynen Odom Chai, Govar Al Chatov. And why should a man complain that if he has his Chatoyim? What are we dashing? Afilu Bishas Aninusa Shel Odom. Even at a time when a person feels bad, still Yitzroim is Gabrielov. Still the Yitzhar could get upon you. So therefore, even though now this one man is going to bury somebody, still with an Issa Yichud, he can't be with two ladies, we're afraid still maybe the Yitzhar will happen. For Yabashol, what does Yabashol do with this Pasuk? Kik Sivahu, what is this Pasuk talking about? Then it's Royim Amidaisiv. Somebody that's complaining against Hashem. It's not talking about a real Einin that you have a mace. It's talking about if you're a person that's complaining, you're not happy with the way Hashem is treating you. For Ochakom, this is what the Pasuk means to say. My Yisroyim Amidaisav, why should you go to complain against Hashem? Like even if Hashem is giving you punishment, why should you complain? V'chigover achatov, were you a tzaddik? Were you misgabah? Did you hold yourself back not to do averis? In other words, like if you're getting punishment, most probably you deserve it. And really the pshat is that Dayov, chayim shenasateloy, like Hashem is saying, really for you it's enough that you're living. You're a person that does chatoyim, you don't even deserve to live. So die, if it's enough that you're living, what are you complaining against Hashem for? But the Pasuk is not talking about Bishas Kfura. For Rabbanan say, Ki hi maisa, it's exactly true, that really, by a Kfura, we should not be afraid of the Yetzirah. But the reason why the Rabbanan say we do not let one man go out with two ladies to the Beis HaKvaris, Ki yehu maisa, there was once a case, Tehi isaso, Tevi uvda, V'yafikte, there was once a case where they did live with her. And Rashi says the case was Rashi says you have to be afraid maybe there's no aninus. V'yoytzenatzman kilo noisetinik meis. V'yoytzen liaveiro. That maybe the men like just play game here and they make believe they're carrying out somebody to bury and they let two ladies go with them and then on the way they'll live with them. That's why we have to be afraid. Like once happened a story like this, they took out a tinik chai. The Cheskathi was made to do an Aveira. And they went along with her. So kids, so that's why the Rabbanan say at all times that one man cannot go out with two ladies. Right. Avol Isha Achas. But our Mishnah says one lady is allowed to be with two men. And there's no Issa Yichud. And we said because in front of two men, one man would be embarrassed to live with her in front of the other man. So therefore there's no Issa Yichud, one lady with two men. But Omer Rav Yudam Arav. There's only talking about if the two men are ksherim. We'll soon see who calls kosher. People that don't think about znus. Avo the prutzim. But people that would think about living with the ladies, think about znus. Afilu be'asaranami. Even with 10 men, you can't be. Even one lady can't be with 10 men. Sometimes a shalom, when they're working, even at work, even though there's 10 men in the room. Mustam, they're goyim, they're not kosher people. They're all mustam prutzim. So even with 10 men, one lady is not allowed to be with. And have a ma'isa, once happened a case, that 10 men took out one lady, and they live with her. So you see, if the men uproots him, then there's no gedarma. A lady cannot be with even 2 or 3 or 5 or 10 men. Omer Rabbi Yezir says, Teda, bring your proof. If you have 10 men that go to steal together, they steal a big beam, that they need 10 people to help them steal it. They're not embarrassed one of another. In other words, if he's porous, if he's used to stealing, they don't think anything's wrong with it. So if these people are fruits and they have to do with arroyos, they think about these things, so it doesn't help 2 men. Then 2 men won't be embarrassed. Both of them will live with them. So even if you have 10, 100 men, still there'll be a nisa yichud. Morris says now, name a messiah, I'll bring you a proof. Name a messiah, I'll bring you a proof to this. It says, Moisru loy shnei tamid chachamim, that when a man finds his wife to be a soita, so he has to take her up to the kohen in Yerushalayim. So on the way up to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash, we send along 2 tamid chachamim to be a shayma there. Why? Because shema yovir lebederech. We're afraid maybe the husband will live with his wife, and she's also to him. So the diak is tamid chachamim in shebi amalai. You only allowed to send a tamid chachamim, but a normal person can't be there because there'll still be a nisa yichud even with a normal person. So you see the prutsim don't help. Someone says no, maybe there is no proof. I'll tell you, shani tamid chachamim, tamid chachamim, the yad.